continue? All right. Yeah. Thank you once again, Madam Chair. I would like to respond on the question related to access to reproductive health, and also the issue of our current abortion law that is a bit restrictive, and how that also impact on the rise of baby abandonment and teenage pregnancy. I think as a country, there's a lot of debate around abortion, and there have been consultation from Parliament. It was raised as a motion to determine the feelings within the country and how the country should move in regulating this issue. But as of now, we are still operating under the Abortion and Sterilization Act, and which of course has conditions on how you can access abortion, and mainly the issue is around medical condition, if you have a medical condition, you are able to access abortion, or if, for example, you have been sexually violated and there is a pregnancy as a result thereof. And as government, we acknowledge that there are unsafe abortion that are occurring in the country. However, we offer medical treatment to persons that have committed these offences, and they receive medical treatment without discrimination. And as I indicated, the Ministry of Health, as I indicated, tabled a motion to stimulate public discussion on abortion. But the general feeling of the public does not endorse abortion in general. And I think the country is looking for ways on how to still address the issue. However, as a country, we are promoting alternatives options that are available for if someone finds themselves pregnant. How can this person be supported further? And this, of course, as we have mentioned, in the Child Care Protection Act, there are various provisions that are available for a person who found themselves in this situation. And what the Ministry of Gender has done, I think I alluded to that yesterday, is that we have developed a register of recruiting, for example, foster and adoptive parents that we can then keep on a database for people who come forward and leave their children of either for foster care or for adoption. And in that register, we have seen that people are really coming forward and indicating their interest in adopting or in fostering children. And yesterday I also mentioned again that when a child is abandoned, because we have already assessed these people and they are in our database, it's easier for them to take on a number of these children that are abandoned. The other one also is, of course, our residential child care facilities program. And I think the minister mentioned in her speech yesterday to say we have a government-run or managed facility where the government is managing, I think, a big facility that is about catering for about 100 children. And that is also used as one of the shelters for these children. The other one is we have also about 20 facilities where